stray cats in Tasmania do enormous damage. We know that roaming cats kill native wildlife. They have an enormous financial impact on agriculture and they threaten human health. In 2015, there was a strong alliance between the TFGA, conservationists, cat shelters, pet owners, cat owners, and vets who all agreed that cats need to be confined in Tasmania to manage that problem. The government has sat on the cat management bill for 4 years. And now that they're planning to introduce it next week, it is missing the major thing that we need to do to fix the issue of the damage of feral cats in Tasmania, that is confinement. This bill, which the government has delayed in introducing for 4 years, has no solution to the problem of roaming cats in Tasmania. We need to confine cats to people's properties by whatever means that people can humanely do so. The Greens will be introducing an amendment to the government's bill when it comes to Parliament next week to make sure that cat confinement is part of Tasmania's response to the damage of stray cats.
How critical is this bill and then on top of this amendment in protecting our native wildlife?
Well, the best research across Australia from multiple studies has shown that feral cats kill on average 740 animals a year, and even domestic moggies kill 75 animals a year on average. This is unsupportable. Farmers are continuing to deal with a toxoplasmosis and the damage it does to their livestock and the threat to human health. We cannot continue in Tasmania to ignore the damage of stray cats, and confinement is the essential tool to make sure we respond.
You mentioned in your media alert today that neighbours and landowners could, I guess, be able to track each other's cats.
Well, the government's bill, without making the responsibility for landowners to confine the cats to the property, are creating a neighbourhood dispute situation. That what the government has done is enabled disputes between neighbours because they will allow people to trap cats for 24 hours anywhere in Tasmania. This is a huge recipe for neighbourhood dispute. If there's not the responsibility on cat owners to confine the cat to their property, it creates a situation where there is very likely to be volatile disputes between neighbours. We think the response should be, as we do with dogs, the cat should be confined to their property. Cats should be microchipped, cats should be desexed, and cats should be registered.
Given that there was widespread consensus on the way to move forward, why do you think the government does not want to take the strong action that you say is necessary?
Well, the government went wobbly. We don't really understand why that is. Cat shelters are crying out for government funding and support. There is simply not enough spaces in Tasmania to deal with the amount of stray cats. Perhaps they just don't like the idea of intervening in people's lives, but it doesn't make any sense. Dog owners have to do this now. The majority of cat owners and non-cat owners in Tasmania want to have confinement laws.
Get your full name and title.
Okay. Peter McGlone, Director of the Tasmanian Conservation Trust.
You could spell your first and last name.
Oh, Peter, P-E-T-E-R, McGlone, M-C-G-L-O-N-E. Right,
so,
alert now.
So where do you stand on this call for this bill to be amended?
We've always been an advocate for compulsory confinement of pet cats, and in 2016, the government's draft management plan for cats, they were committed to legislating to have compulsory confinement of pet cats. Now, we understand they pulled back from that and now oppose confinement, because a very small number of cat owners complained. And I think this is epitomises this government's nervousness about legislating, when their own survey, which we know about but they refuse to release the results of, has found two-thirds of all cat owners, two out of every three cat owners, supports compulsory confinement of cats. Now, why on God's earth wouldn't they want to support the 2/3 of the cat owners that want compulsory measures? And we get very small numbers of people complaining about it. And the other thing that the government seems to be really unwilling to think about is there's ways to make it easy for people. We've always advocated a phase-in period of 1 or 2 years before, so people can get ready to actually contain their cat. Kingborough Council provides physical, material and financial help for cat owners like pensioners who can't afford it or physically can't do the work. So the answers are all there, and the government still has time. We've drafted a very simple amendment that can require cat confinement. There will be penalties for cats that stray. It's all written for them. Mr. Barnett has that amendment ready to go if he wants it. He can choose whether he decides. In the newspapers, Mr. Barnett was actually crowing. He was bragging about making it easier for people who complained about straying cats to go out and trap that problem cat. But he did not want to act on the cat owner who was letting the cat stray. Now, I think that epitomises this government, where they just pretend to act on a problem and they don't really want to act on it at all.
Similar question that I asked Rosalie, what kind of impacts do cats have on native wildlife when they're not confined?
Well, as Rosalie was saying, domestic cats will still stray and hunt and kill animals. They'll take basically any animal that lives close to the ground, like lizards and frogs, birds that nest low to the ground, bandicoots that obviously are very poor at escaping predators. They're the animals that are most at risk. And Mr. Barnett recently has acted to strengthen the Dog Control Act to protect particularly penguins and other birds that nest on the ground. And all we're saying is, do the same thing for cats. Do the same thing for cats. The other thing that I think will get through to most cat owners, is getting through to most cat owners, is that it's good for the cat to confine the cat. If you do it in the right way, it means your cat can't stray, your cat can't get run over, it doesn't have fights with other cats or dogs. And most people that have experienced these sorts of injuries or death realise it saves them a lot of money and a lot of angst and anxiety. That they're actually, a lot of cat owners are doing it without any encouragement. They want to save their back pocket, they want to save their cat.
Where do the councils fall on this issue generally? You mentioned Kingborough in particular, but is there a consensus across councils around Tasmania about the best way forward?
Well, I'm not sure, but I hear different views from councils. And our solution, the amendment that I put to the minister, we suggested that there be a simple measure where the councils that don't want to have cat chases, the councils that don't want to have their dog rangers also chasing cats, can simply decide not to do that. You can legislate to allow a council to not take on the responsibility, and if a council like Kingborough wanted to have a cat chaser, a cat trapper, they could do that. And this is all possible in law. The Dog Control Act allows councils the discretion to have a dog management officer or not, and the same thing could happen with cats.
Thank you.